Setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you. Why? Because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed, and you must do it. In other words, somebody out there needs you to be you. So let's get about the business of getting clear on what it is that you were created to do. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577, the number. Ask at kencoleman.com is the email. Let's go to Carmen, who's on the line in Orem, Utah. Carmen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. So good to talk to you. This is pretty crazy.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. How do I help today?
Hey, Ken. So I am on Discovery Channel. Discovery stage, and I don't exactly know what I want to do, and I just wanted to know if I could have some directions, some help.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you know about yourself? Do you know what you're good at, your talents?
So I love to communicate. Mm-hmm. I like to give my friends massages. That's something that I've seen a lot of compliments on. You're really good at doing massages, you're good at communicating. And so that's a couple things that I am good at.
Okay. Now, what's interesting is when I asked you what you're good at, you immediately said, I love to communicate. So that's actually passion. And then you went back, you circled back around and said, my friends say I'm a good communicator. So I think we've already seen a really nice connection here. My question is, how do you communicate? When they say you're a good communicator, what do they mean? How does that manifest itself?
I just feel I have a feeling sometimes, and I feel when there's something that needs to be said, I'll say it. And so if I'm in a work meeting, mm-hmm. I will say what's on my mind. And if I have any issues, I address it there and then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, now, let me just, we're crossing off the list here. Have you ever thought about being a massage therapist? Is this something that's of interest to you?
I thought about it a couple of times, but it's not really something. I don't know if it'd be a firm thing to do. Yeah, that's good for the future.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think this communication piece is our first clue. So let me ask you to just riff for a minute. Just let some things fly from your heart. Don't overthink this, and don't let your brain edit what you're going to say. Is that a cool deal? Can we agree to that?
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
What have you always thought, this would be fun to do? I think maybe I'd be good at it. I think it'd be really awesome to do. I think that thought has crossed your mind before. So what is it? What are they?
So I've thought about a project manager.
Yeah? Tell me why. Why did you think about that?
Because what I do right now is I do projects here and there. And I've been here at my job for almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I've just been, I love the aspect of projects, being able to be given something and have a date mm-hmm. to accomplish it by, mm-hmm. and then have have any, if there's any issues, I'll speak up about it or anything we can prove on.
All right. Now look what's happening. Aspect. So Carmen, that's where your communication comes in. You are okay with conflict along the way of a project. You like collaboration with multiple people on a project. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. It gives you juice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you also love seeing something completed. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Now, just for fun, answer these three questions. And I don't want you to think, because you started to think a moment ago, then I heard your heart come out. What problem do you most get excited about solving?
I think that when there's disagreements between coworkers and there is something that isn't being clearly said, I like to solve it that way, maybe mm-hmm. talking with a peer, mm-hmm. making sure that the communication is being set clearly.
Very interesting.
There's respect given there.
Uh-huh. What people would you most like to help? What group is there? Is there a certain type of people? Does anything come up? If nothing pops up, it's okay. I'm just testing you.
I kind of thought of youth and mm-hmm. People that are a little bit in their 30s, mm-hmm. youth and people in 30s.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what solutions do you get super excited about? Let it fly. You just said it earlier. I want you to confirm it. What solutions get you really fired up?
Like whenever there's a disagreement,
yes.
And
you see
like
the pattern,
miscommunication.
Do you see what keeps popping up? I don't know that project management is the ultimate play for you. I think project management might be an opportunity for you to grow where you are and get promoted and make some more money. But I'm just wondering if you don't want to be using that gift of communication to help solve people problems where there's conflict resolution, you know, negotiation. I don't know. I just see a pattern here. Does that start to feel like maybe that's close to what you're thinking and feeling?
Actually, yes. It's actually not like I feel like I picture like what I want, what I might want to do in the future. I'm just like with you, like helping me out with that.
So how about that? Now, I think you just discovered it. I think you just discovered what you want to do. I want you thinking of the future. 5-10 years from now, what are you doing? Go.
Being a therapist.
Ding, ding, ding. Carmen, how does that feel?
That feels pretty great. I think I just needed someone to like open up like my eyes and
You didn't need anybody to open up your eyes. You needed somebody to help you open up your heart. You just revealed your heart. You just revealed your heart. You want to help people and you want to be a therapist. So now here's the fun part. Now we move into research and we begin to look into who exactly do I want to do therapy for? So now we get to have the fun part, which is, well, do I want to do it for people dealing with substance abuse? Do I want to, you know, do it with family conflict and management, whatever it is, marriage therapist? You get to go do the research, talk to therapists in these fields, and you get to say, if I could help these people, would I really want to help them all day, every day? Is that something where I want to exist and live? And so we want to nail down the who you want to help. We know you want to help them with therapy. So now, after we figure out the who, now it's all about what qualifications do I need? We know there's education there. How long is that going to take you? And how much is it going to cost? And there's the path right there. Way to go, Carmen. You know, real quick commercial for those of you out there who've been listening to the show and you're terrified to call in. Carmen was very nervous. She started off the phone call by saying, I'm in the Discovery Channel, because she was nervous. You know, instead of saying in the Discovery Stage, she said, I'm in the Discovery Channel. And we laughed and she was really nervous. And she started off the call and she said, I just have no clue. And folks, like 3 minutes later, she's revealing her heart. That's not me. That's her. You got to have the courage to say, all right, do I trust Ken? Will I answer the questions? And for the first time, maybe in my life, shut my brain off. Stop making qualifications. Stop coming up with excuses. Stop coming up with limiting beliefs and just let your heart talk to your brain. Most of us let our brains talk to our heart, and that is no way to live. So what are you waiting on? I think there's somebody out there listening right now. Your heart's beating out of your chest. That would be a clue that maybe you need to do something. I'm here for you. Don't move. More of your calls just around the corner. Hey, folks, we are all created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and it means that you must do it. I know that trying to land that dream job is not easy, because I've been there. It's intimidating. It's scary. There's a lot of doubt. But I can tell you it was worth it, because there's nothing like the joy that comes from doing work that you know you were put on this earth to do. So if you're ready to get there too, I want you to go to kencoleman.com. There, you're going to find 3 free resources, all designed to give you confidence and make your job search very effective. The Get Hired Guides include the Resume Guide, the Interview Guide, and the Interview Follow-Up Guide. The Resume Guide is going to help you fix your resume, flip it. It's going to look like nobody else's resume, and that's going to help you get noticed and land the interview. The Interview Guide walks you through the 5 strategies that'll help you stand out in the process. And finally, the Interview Follow-Up Guide gives you a timeline and exactly what to do to follow up to continue to stand out post-interview. You can get all three guides free at kencoleman.com. Go to kencoleman.com and get hired. Helping you be everything you were created to be. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So honored to have you listening. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. One caller at a time. We're going to help you with clarity and confidence and courage. Clarity on who you are and what you were born to do. The confidence to then step out and get after it. And the courage to stay on the path. Are you willing to do whatever it takes? Are you willing to wait as long as it takes? All right, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. We go to Tammy, who's on the line in St. Joe Beach, Florida. Tammy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to. How can I help?
I've just turned 50, and I'm at a crossroads. I need to move. I need a job that can provide me with some financial security and retirement. Mm-hmm. And I've just had some past failures in business, and I'm just having a hard time working through it. I just don't trust what I'm thinking anymore.
I got you. Now, were you an entrepreneur? Was it your business that you had the failures in?
Yes.
All right. What was the last one that had? Give me the quick circumstances on the last failure.
We had a restaurant, and actually I'd had two in over a 20-year period of time, and the failure of one during the 2008 led to tough times, and I never caught up. Mm-hmm. Didn't make hard decisions on time, so they kind of snowballed, and then the other one just couldn't recoup from past decisions, and we had to close it in 2016.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you know exactly what went wrong, am I right?
Yes.
And so if you were to sit down with, let's say I set up a lunch appointment with a 28-year-old entrepreneur, another lady, it's almost like you're looking back at yourself, you know, she's 28, maybe she's 30, who cares? But she's younger. And I set up lunch between the two of you because I know her and she says that she wants to get into the restaurant business. And I say, I want you to go meet my friend Tammy because Tammy's failed twice. And that's exactly who I wanted to talk to. And then I wanted to talk to somebody who's won. If she sat down at lunch with you, what would you tell her based on your two experiences? What would you tell her not to do? And then what would you do the third time around?
I would tell her to have a good support system with a good accountant. To have decisions made as to how much time you really want to give to a business. So you're the most, you're at your best when you're in your business. And you know, to make sure you're always looking at your goals and setting more in the future so you don't get lost.
And then what were some of those really bad decisions? Was it debt?
Debt.
Yeah.
I came up in the time before I ever listened to Dave Ramsey about you're supposed to use credit cards and just get everything you need. And though I have accounting background, when you actually work employees, you really need to know how the tax system works and or have someone you can trust. Know enough that when that person hands you the information, you know what they're talking about.
So let me ask you this, and I want honest Tammy, confident Tammy, not damaged Tammy, not scared Tammy, not embarrassed Tammy. I want Tammy. Okay. If you were able to, I could snap my fingers and you had the cash situation, you didn't have to go into debt and you could start another restaurant and you take all of the things you've learned from your previous failures and you had all that in place and you had a cash situation, you had a, maybe a better location, maybe it was a better restaurant. I don't know. You know how to run a restaurant. That's not the issue. You just didn't run it the right way, and I'm not sure you ever gave yourself a good chance given some of the things that happened, based on what I'm hearing. But if you could do everything the right way and I could make it happen, would you, A, do it again, and B, how confident are you that you'd be successful?
Yes. I'm about 70 to 80% confident I'd be successful.
Mm-hmm. What's the 20 to 30% that makes you not sure? What's that based on?
The financial issues. Finding someone that I could trust to help me there.
Yeah, but see, I think, okay, now I'm so glad you mentioned that. You could find somebody that's super trustworthy. You absolutely could. That's called being diligent and getting some really good recommendations and interviewing two or three people and feeling really good about it. Okay? Not having a friend who needs a job who's good with numbers, you know, or whatever happened. You got burned, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But does that mean that just because you got burned by somebody that everybody who does that is dishonest? There's only two or three honest ones in the bunch? That's not true. You know better than that.
No.
All right. So my point is, your fear is creating a filter of cynicism. And I understand that from an emotional standpoint, but we can't be emotional as we think about the future. We've got to be rational, and we've got to be tactical, not emotional. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. Now, here's the reality check. You're not in a position, I'm guessing, to be able to start another restaurant from a cash position. Am I right?
You're correct.
All right. So you're 50 years old. Are you on your own? Are you in a relationship? Double income, single income? What's your financial reality right this moment?
I'm married and single income at the time. My husband, just after the hurricane, he's getting his business started back up after the hurricane.
Okay. But do we feel confident about his business going forward?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Because we've
So let me ask you this.
Done all the things.
What would you do right now if money wasn't an issue? Just forget about, even if it's not another restaurant, what would you do right now? Because I think you know. I just think you're scared. What do you want to do right now?
Go back to school and get caught up on some current skills.
Like what?
And like Microsoft Office, you know.
You don't have to go to school for that.
I just learned that they have certificate programs. Where
good, there we go. Okay, great. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't have time to go finish my degree right now.
No, you don't. And you don't need to. Well, you didn't answer my question, Tammy. What do you want to do? If everything is easy and I just go right now, what are you doing? Are you opening up another restaurant?
If I had the money to do it correctly, yes, I would do that.
Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I want you to practice my proximity principle because you have a lot to offer. Okay? Do you know what my proximity principle says? In order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around people that are doing it. That's the restaurant business, and in places where it is happening. So you need to be in a restaurant or in a restaurant school or something. You got to be in that industry, getting your skills sharpened, learning things that you didn't even know you needed to learn, and meeting people. And that's the huge issue. Mm-hmm. And I want you to get employed so we're bringing in some money. But I want you to work for somebody else. Here's why. If it were up to me, Tammy, I'd get you a position managing a nice restaurant, a successful one. And the reason is because you know everything there is to know about a restaurant, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. So you could add some real value leading a current restaurant for somebody else. And in a managed position, you're going to make the most money possible. And so I want you doing that. And I want you walking around with your head on a swivel. This is how I would do it differently if I did it again. I never did it that way. I did that better. Well, maybe I could do it this way. You know, the point is you're observing everything and you're creating notes. And you're helping somebody else win and win big. And you're putting money away. And you're just putting money away and putting money away and putting money away. And you're only 50 years old. You're very young. And I'd be totally cool if I were you waiting until you're 55 or whatever the amount of age is. Even if you're 56, 57, you finally got the money to open up that restaurant, but you're going to do it right this time. And you really wait. You hold and hold and hold until you get the right restaurant, the right location, the right whatever. But you got to get yourself back in the restaurant game because that's where you're most valuable to people with your experience and you enjoy it because that's what you would do. So go help somebody else. Get your brain rested. Get your heart healed by helping somebody else win. And the pressure's not on you. That's where you need to be. And you save up and then you launch this thing the right way. And you make sure you got the best people around you. Don't you launch too soon. You know when to launch and you know how to launch. Coming up, we'll take more of your calls. Today may be your day to get the clarity you need to confidently step out and fill your purpose. This is The Ken Coleman Show. This is the show where we help you know where to go. The Ken Coleman Show continues on with your phone calls, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Some of you out there are listening right now, and your heart is beating out of your chest because you go, boy, I know there's something more for me. I know there is. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and life is moving really fast, and I'm headed towards a future that's going to be full of regret as opposed to full of reminiscing. That's where we want to be. That when we end our journey, if we are all offered the opportunity to be sitting among our family and friends, knowing that time to move on into eternity is near, and we say, boy, it's been a good run. What a ride. I went after it. We have more reminiscing than we do regretting. Specifically, did you live the life you were meant to live? Now, we talk a lot here about work. We're not one-dimensional people, but on this show, we know that we are created to work and that work is significant to us. And your work is significant to others. So that's why we do what we do here. Let's find your sweet spot, the intersection of your greatest talent and your greatest passion. In other words, you use what you do best to do what you love to do most. 844-747-2577. Sarah's up next, and she's on the line in Denver, Colorado. Sarah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks Great. For taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
I'm in a toxic work environment, and I wonder if I should put in my resignation or wait until they terminate me.
Okay, I'm laughing because I just think that's it's kind of a silly question. Why would you wait for them to terminate you? Why is that an option? I don't understand. Give me the background.
I just am not sure. I don't know if I should put any more time and effort into what they're putting on me or...
No, not if it's toxic.
Cut it off now.
Not if it's toxic. Yeah. Why would you spend... There's only one reason why you would put up with toxicity, because you don't have anything else to step into at the moment, or you can't take 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks off because of your financial situation. And so as long as it is not harmful to you physically and an abusive type situation where somebody needs to be arrested, essentially, so we're talking about personal safety. Let's use our heads, folks. You could put up with toxicity a little bit longer if you need the time to find a new place to step into. But if you have the freedom right now financially to step out and then find something else, then leave immediately. But I just don't understand why in the world you'd wait to get fired. It doesn't make any sense. You ought to be actively looking for something to step into right now if you haven't already started. Have you already started looking for something new?
Yeah, I've been looking. Yes, I have.
So what are we waiting on? Are you in a financial situation where you can't miss a paycheck?
I'm okay financially.
Then I would leave today.
Do I give them 2 weeks?
Sure.
Or just...
Sure. That's a nice touch. Okay. I think that's always the classy way to go. There's no reason to blow the bridge up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
But go ahead and get out now. How is this affecting? How's the toxicity affecting you physically and emotionally?
It's very emotional and I'm just mentally drained.
Yeah. So you don't need the money. And you've been looking, and this is a great economy right now, a great job market. I assume that there's many opportunities in Denver, and you know what you want to do, correct?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. That's another issue. The issue is you're in a toxic culture. It's draining you emotionally. It's not doing you any good, and you're not doing them any good. Okay?
Right.
And so unless you have taken this up the ladder and someone said, Sarah, we're working on it, stay in the game because we're going to fix it. And if you've done that and you've reported it up and you've talked about it and it's not going to be fixed, get out of Dodge. Give your 2 weeks.
Okay.
And that's going to push you out of the nest for you to find something similar right now. And, ultimately... You know, you need to figure out what it is that you want to do with your life. What do you want to do? What kind of work matters most to you? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I like being around people, though.
Mm-hmm. What do you do right now?
I do HR.
Okay. Why'd you choose HR?
I thought it would be something that I would like. Mm-hmm. And I do like it.
You do like it. So let me ask you this. If I were to come in there to your current company and snap my fingers and fix it all magically, so you were in the same role working with the healthy, likable people and all the toxic junk is gone, would you love your work?
Yes.
Then go find something very similar. Very simple. You have a lot to offer. Doesn't have to be necessarily in an HR position, but it's working with people. And HR is such a vital role in companies, but it can be manifested in multiple different ways. Small businesses need somebody like you. I mean, just start looking for areas that you can plug in and do similar work. We just solved it right there. If all the junk was gone from your office, you'd love your work. Bingo. And then keep listening to my show and press in a little bit more. What is it that Sarah was created to do? What, you know, what are your top talents and skills? What work brings you the greatest joy? I think you've got a pretty darn good idea. You've already identified it. And so we want to find an opportunity to use what you do best to do what you love to do most. Step right into it. Get out of the toxicity now. Life is too short. Goodness gracious sakes alive. 844-747-2577. Let's go to William, who's on the line in Albuquerque, New Mexico. William, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Mr. Coleman. How are you today?
I am living the dream. How can I help?
So my question today is, I would like to start a business. I can start it as soon as 2 years from now, jumping feet in first. But I've talked to some of my mentors. They told me to, New Mexico law requires to have a journeyman's license, which I can get it 2 years from now, or I and jump into business right now, right away after I get the journeyman's license. However, some of my mentors say you should at least do be a journeyman for at least 4 years. That's 6 years from today, so you can have that experience before you start your business.
What industry are we talking about? What industry are we talking about?
We're talking about the construction industry, electrical construction.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, you got some good mentors in your life. You got some good mentors who are telling you the absolute truth. I can tell you're a young man partly because you called me Mr. Ken Coleman, and nobody calls me Mr. Unless it's my wife and I've done something dumb around the house, then okay, then we're okay with that. But you're getting good advice, William. You need to get the license and to be an electrical contractor and go work for a really good electrical contractor. Because a really good one, you're going to learn the trade and you're going to learn it from somebody who's really, really good. And you're watching them, how they do it. They take good care of people. So good doesn't mean just the functional work of an electrician, but they got a thriving business. And watch how they interact with people. You know, try to get hired on at a place that's got exceptional customer reviews. All that stuff is readily available, you know? And you're looking for somebody in your area at Albuquerque that's just, they're considered the best of the best. Great customer service, been around a long time, do good work. Okay, that's where you want to be. And I love what they're saying about 4 years. Because again, you need to be really good at the craft and study the customer service, study the culture. What's it like to work for this firm? Do the people appreciate them? Do they appreciate the people? You know, look at what's wrong and make a list. For over 4 years, you ought to make your own little notebook at the end of each week. Here's what I would do differently when I own my own electrical firm. Oh, that's a pretty good idea. Yes, it is. Write it down. This is what I would do differently. This is what I would do the same. This is what I would do better. Start making notes. You have 4 years on the job training. And you should be in no hurry. As young as you are, you should be in no hurry to jump into a new business. Good stuff. I like when the youngsters call. All right, folks, coming up, more of your calls. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back, America. You're joining the conversation about you and what you were created to do here on the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. So fun to talk to men and women every day about stepping into that purpose. Oh my goodness, can you imagine getting up on Monday mornings? Even though you might be a little tired, yeah, you want a little more R&R every once in a while, but imagine getting up on a Monday morning and actually be thrilled about the week ahead because you're doing work that you love to do. And the results of that work you love to do matter deeply to you. This is not a fantasy. Is it a dream? That's why we call it the dream job. But a dream is very doable. 68 to 70% of Americans are disengaged at work. Oh my gosh, that's a problem. That's the revolution I am trying to lead. A revolution of men and women who are doing meaningful work. Can you imagine how much better the world would be? Let's get at it, shall we? Hey, if you're feeling like you should quit your job, you probably should. But my team has come up with an amazing tool called Should I Quit My Job Quiz. We just launched it. It's absolutely free. 20 questions, less than 3 minutes, and it's going to dump you into one of four categories and give you total clarity. Should I quit my job? We got the quiz. It's free. It's fast. It's effective. KenColeman.com. KenColeman.com. Go get it. Should I quit my job? 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Kenzie, who's on the line in Rock Spring, Wyoming. Kenzie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, my husband was just recently laid off from his job, which was sudden and unexpected.
I'm sorry about that.
And it's okay. And we are just getting back into the navigating of how to start doing job applications and everything again. I am just wondering, how can I navigate this with future interviews, make his resume stand out, and just will seem like a worthy investment to these companies we're applying for?
Yeah. Well, let me talk to you about the first half of that. Have you seen my Get Hired guides at KenColeman.com?
A little bit. I want to confess, we just started listening
That's
to you.
Okay. That's okay.
And how it happened was, it was right after my husband was laid off. We came across your show when we were traveling to see family. And
wow.
Ever since then, we found your resume builder went from there.
Okay, great. So here's the deal. You've already downloaded the resume resource, so I want you to also download the interview guide. So they're both free. And one is, I'm showing him how to flip his resume. We tell him why it stands out, and you do it exactly the way we tell you. Now, it's not just the magic of the resume flip. Like, he's got to work his relationships. Mm-hmm. He's got to build relationships if he doesn't have them. So there's some building of relationships. There is working those relationships, specifically the connections that the relationships you have can bring you. We know from research that acquaintances, not close inner circle, are the greatest opportunity for job leads. So this might be, if you know some people, parents that you've known from kids soccer or whatever it is, you know, you just kind of met and you know them and you're nice, but you don't dive deep with them. You got to start talking to those people, and he's got to start telling people, this is where I want to go. This is what I want to do. And before you know it, you begin to develop relationships. So that's the first part, which you've already read. And then the second part is, when he gets job interviews, I tell him how to prepare for the interview so he can perform well. So those are two things to start with. Now the question becomes, what is he looking to do?
He is a diesel technician and a diesel mechanic, and he has been a maintenance technician in the oil field services. And so he's got at least 4 years worth of experience.
Is he wanting to do the same thing?
Yes, he loves it.
Which one, the diesel mechanic or the oil field maintenance?
We're leaning more towards heavy equipment mechanic, so I guess towards the oil field.
Okay, great. Now, let me ask you this. Are there any other opportunities in Wyoming, or are you guys going to have to look at other states, and then are you open to that?
Our first thing is, we want to stay in Rock Springs, and because it's got a lot of oil field companies,
we've
tried and applied to many places.
And?
Actually had a couple of interviews, but we're just waiting. It's that horrible wait.
How long ago
period.
Were those interviews?
Actually, one was this morning.
Oh, well, goodness. Well, goodness.
And then he has another one today at 2.
Oh, good. Did he use the Ken Coleman Show resume template? I've got to know.
That that is what we used.
Yes.
It was a huge difference. And
yeah,
I want to thank you for putting that out.
Good.
And so the reason why I'm the one who's communicating and not him is he works with Voc Rehab. And so there's some things that hold him back with interviewing. And that's why I'm kind of like asking, how can we help him with this?
What is the problem that hurts him in interviews? Describe that. I didn't quite understand.
Okay, so Voc Rehab is a program that helps those with learning disabilities and other disabilities.
Oh, okay.
His is on a learning disability side. So it's not, he struggles with testing, but it's also just being able to be comfortable to communicate with others.
Okay.
But once he knows the people, he does awesome.
Oh, so you're telling me if I met him for the first time, he might be awkward, but if we hung out 3 or 4 times, he'd be a completely different person.
In a way, yes.
All right. Is that any way tied to his, what you're calling a disability, which I'm going to reframe that in just a moment. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Or is it just him? It's just him.
Yeah, it's just some people can communicate where others cannot.
I understand.
In our relationship, I'm the communicator.
I get it. But when he goes in these interviews, how does he act?
I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, because you're not there, and we don't want you there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How is he differently abled? Because he's not disabled. He's differently abled.
No.
I'm passionate about that, folks. I'd like you all to adopt that. Let's stop calling people with learning challenges, learning disabilities. It makes me want to scream. They're differently abled. I have a dyslexic son. The kid's brilliant, but he can't take a test without help because his brain.
That's how my husband is.
Yeah, and that's why he's so good at mechanics. I'll bet he's brilliant. I'll bet he can't answer basic questions on a test. If I gave him a piece of paper with a bunch of questions, his brain would scramble and he'd probably do terrible. But if he got around a machine that's 50 times more complex, he'd know how to fix it, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm asking, like, how do we get through interviews?
He tells people that. Hey, no,
okay.
Tell him that. As soon as he walks in, he shakes hands and goes, hey, by the way, has he been diagnosed with something? Just to put a stupid label on it. What would you call it?
It would be considered a gene deletion.
Okay, so he needs to lead with that. And just say,
okay.
Hey, I want to be upfront with you. I got this weird thing called gene deletion, and it makes this, and this happen. But here's the good news. You put me around a machine, and that very thing that bothered me in school and makes me a little bit shy and somewhat awkward, I'm a magician around motors and mechanical things. And just lead right out of the gate with that. Why wouldn't you just own that?
I guess we've never thought of it that way.
I know, because everybody's afraid to do it. But here's what happens. When he comes in and he prepares to say it that way, and he says it real, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I've never hired a mechanic. But if I was going to hire one, I really wouldn't care how he dresses, and I really wouldn't care how he talks. I would really care how he fixes the thing that I needed him to fix. Does that make sense to you, Kenzie?
It does.
So I don't need the guy who's going to fix a machine on an oil field to present well like a salesperson. I just need him to be able to show up on time and fix the stuff that needs to be fixed. So let's just walk in and go, hey, this is my name, and I've got a lot of experience doing this, but I want to tell you at the outset, I got this thing called gene something or other, and this is what it causes, and so I just laugh about it and wanted you to know right out of the gate, but here's the good news. I'm really good at fixing stuff, and the stuff that you need fixed, I'm actually brilliant at it, and hope I get the opportunity to talk about that. And just take all the oxygen out of the room. It's gone. There's no more tension. He doesn't have to sound a certain way or talk a certain way. All he's got to do is tell him how he can help him win. It just occurs to me that Kenzie, on behalf of her husband, has never even thought of this. To walk in and say, I got this thing that people call a disability. I like to call it differently abled. It affects me kind of negatively here. I'm a little awkward, whatever, but I'm really good at fixing machines. And best I can tell, you need somebody who knows how to fix machines. Just call it out. They're hiring you because they need somebody to help them win. Tell them how you can help them win. Who cares about how awkward you are? Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining the conversation. Until the next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you're looking for boring financial talk, you're in the wrong place. This is not your mother's 401k meeting. This is Life on the Radio, and it's just downright entertaining. Thanks for hanging out with us, America. We're glad you're there.
To hear full episodes, just search Dave Ramsey wherever you listen to podcasts or go to DaveRamsey.com.